You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. The Federal Office for the Environment in Switzerland is due to give their final decision on the allowance of wolf hunting to quell the overpopulation of the canines. If passed, the wolf hunting permission will be valid from December 1st to January 31st, 2024. Christophe Darbelay, the head of the Valais government, has volunteered to aid in the shooting of up to 34 wolves in that canton, from up to 7 different wolf packs. Christophe Darbelay will join the ranks of the 800 volunteers who have stepped up for this hunting task. Most of the volunteer hunters have opted for anonymity to avoid harassment from animal rights activists. On the contrary, Darbelay has proudly announced his position on the matter, stating his support for the farmers and shepherds who've been adversely impacted by the increasing wolf attacks. Darbelay told Canal 9 that, quote, "we've already wasted too much time," end quote. The majority of the wolf hunting will take place at night, and Darbelay, a known sharpshooter, has assured his constituents that the night hunting will not interfere with his job, saying, quote, "I don't need much sleep. I'll have no problem reconciling all of the tasks." Consumer Choice Center, or CCC, reaffirms Switzerland's dominance in providing exceptional public transport services. Zurich Main Station, or Hauptbahnhof, secured the top spot in Europe for 2023 with its impressive array of shops and commendable punctuality record, while Bern also clinched a podium position. The CCC's meticulous analysis encompassed the 50 largest railway stations in Europe, evaluating various factors that contribute to passenger convenience and benefits. The criteria included operating hours of ticketing offices, ticketing via mobile phone, diversity of public transport tickets, average waiting time, percentage of delayed trains, visibility of station information, accessibility features like elevators and escalators, and the availability of amenities such as shops, restaurants, takeaways, and lounges. The study also considered connections to local and international public transport, the variety of rail companies, access to free internet, and ride-sharing or taxi services. Zurich Hauptbahnhof retained its title as the best railway station in Europe for 2023 with an increased score of 102 points compared to 93 points in 2022. Vienna secured the second position with 94 points, surpassing several German stations, while Berlin and Bern shared the third spot. Despite not being the most connected station on the list, Zurich Hauptbahnhof impressed with its international and night train services. Notably, the station earned top scores for minimal train delays and a diverse range of shops and takeaways. The shopping area, Shopville, with 192 businesses, stands out as one of the few places in the Swiss city where Sunday shopping is possible. The richest person in Switzerland. Topping the charts for another year is none other than Frenchman Gerard Wertheimer, the co-owner of the iconic luxury house Chanel. According to the latest rankings from Bilan magazine, Gerard's wealth is soaring, now standing between 40 and 41 billion Swiss francs. That's a notable increase from last year's estimate of 38 to 39 billion. What's fueling this rise? Well, it's the solid performance of Chanel, the fashion powerhouse known for its timeless tweed suits and coveted quilted handbags. Chanel closed out the 2022 financial year with an impressive net profit of $4.6 billion, a substantial 14.2% increase. This success translated into dividends for the Wertheimer brothers, totaling only $1.67 billion, a dip from the previous year's $4.98 billion. But Gerard and his brother's riches extend beyond the fashion realm. They boast a collection of valuable artworks, expansive wine chateaus, and even a stable of racehorses. And if that wasn't enough, their investment company, Moose Partners, Moose like the chocolate mousse, not the animal, recently made waves by acquiring a stake in the esteemed merchant bank Rothschild and Company as part of its planned delisting from the stock market. Gerard Wertheimer, who is based in Geneva, managed to dethrone the Hoffmann-Uri Duschmalle family from the top spot last year. This family, overseeing the pharmaceutical giant Roche, now finds themselves in second place with an estimated fortune of 26 to 27 billion francs. The dip in their wealth, about 4 billion, is attributed to a decline in Roche's share price. Climbing up the financial ladder in third place is Germany's Klaus Michael Kuhn, heading the Kuhn-Nagel Logistics Group and holding stakes in the shipping company Hapag-Lloyd and the airline Lufthansa. Nestled in the canton of Schwyz, south of Zurich, Kuhn's fortune has seen a remarkable increase, now estimated at 24 to 25 billion francs, a 4 billion rise from the previous year. In the past 2 years, a tenth of Switzerland's glacier volume has disappeared. Switzerland has witnessed a significant decline in its glacier volume, marking a concerning trend in the region. Following the unprecedented glacier melt recorded in 2022, the pace of ice disappearance has continued at an alarming rate in 2023. The repercussions extend beyond Switzerland, impacting neighboring countries as well. Matthias Huss, a glacier scientist at ETH Zurich, expressed surprise at the data collected by the Swiss Glacier Measurement Network, GLAMOS. Despite the anticipation of another year of ice loss in 2023, the severity of the situation surpassed expectations, making it the second worst year for glaciers since records began. This marks a consecutive year of alarming trends, as 2022 had already set a record for rapid glacier melt. Annually, at the end of September or the beginning of October, GLAMOS publishes the glacier year's balance, which has consistently been negative for the past two decades. Shockingly, within a span of 2 years, 10% of Switzerland's glacier volume has vanished, equivalent to the loss observed between 1960 and 1990. The measurements conducted by scientists assessing ice thickness across all Swiss glaciers revealed notable losses. Glaciers such as Gries Glacier in Valais, Ghiacciaio del Bassodino in Ticino, and Vradre Pers in Graubünden experienced an average thickness reduction of up to 3 meters. Both Glacier de la Plaine Morte in the Bernese Oberland and the Aletsch Glacier in Valais lost over 2 meters in thickness. The recurring factors contributing to this alarming decline remain consistent with those observed in 2022: insufficient winter snowfall and excessively warm summers. Reduced snow depth, acting as a protective layer for glaciers, accelerates the melting process, exposing the ice to direct sunlight. In 2023, a meager one-third of the usual snowfall occurred in February, and the early disappearance of mountain snow due to warm temperatures in June exacerbated the situation. The summer of 2023 set temperature records in the Alps, with the zero-degree line reaching unprecedented heights in August and early September. Matthias Huss emphasizes the gravity of the situation, stating, quote, "From a glacier perspective, the whole year was bad," end quote, noting that adverse events were more consistent this year, with only April providing minimal relief. While not explicitly attributing recent weather events to man-made global warming, Huss underscores the role of climate change in these outcomes. Glaciers play a crucial role in Switzerland's water balance, affecting both the landscape and biodiversity. The disappearance of smaller glaciers, like the St. Anafirm Glacier in the canton of Uri, offers a glimpse into the future, showcasing the ecological and safety changes associated with glacier loss. The impact extends beyond Switzerland, influencing neighboring countries as the Rhine and Rhone rivers, partially fed by glaciers, face a reduction in glacier water flow. This decline, expected to continue, raises concerns about the river's water levels dropping to critical lows, particularly in summer. Additionally, glaciers play a significant role in Swiss hydropower, contributing bonus electricity through melting ice in the mountains. Reflecting on historical data, 2023 joins 2003 as a year with substantial glacier retreat, with the comparison revealing a more severe impact in 2023 due to the overall smaller size of glaciers. Huss emphasizes that the glacier's adaptive capacity is being outpaced by the increasingly hostile climate. Looking ahead, Huss suggests that the prospects for saving alpine glaciers are bleak, with the Aletsch Glacier, the largest in the Alps, expected to disappear by the end of the century. However, if global efforts achieve net zero emissions by 2050, there is a potential to stabilize glaciers by 2080, preserving a quarter of the ice in the Alps. Unfortunately, GLAMOS experts anticipate another year of glacier ice loss in the coming year, reinforcing the urgency of addressing climate change to mitigate further environmental repercussions. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast, Swiss News in English. Tune in next Tuesday for more Swiss news, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.